For the last 2 years, several groups have been working on making the Highland Trail, a trail at the mouth of the north side of Logan Canyon, accessible from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, available for public use. They saw the completion of their efforts as the trail officially opened on Thursday.
One, two, three.
Key players included Cache County, Logan City, the Cache Highland Water Association, and the Logan-Ogden Ranger District of the U.S. Forest Service. Cache County Trails Planner Dayton Kreitz says it was a cooperative effort.
Everyone worked together. The Forest Service maintained the scenic vistas they wanted from the road and from the trail. The canal company got the improvements to maintain water supply to their users, and the county and the city reached an agreement to build and maintain the trail moving forward.
Representatives from each group stood together to designate the trail. Logan Mayor Craig Peterson said he believes this is going to be one of the most popular trails in the valley.
I think this trail provides a little different experience than some of the other trails. The river trail goes down along the river there. It's kind of a secluded trail. This one's up high, so you have vistas. It's in the sunshine, which means it'll be dry longer, and so it provides a little different type of experience than the river trail does.
But designating the trail required rigorous efforts of all parties involved. According to Keith Meikle, the association president of the Cache Highland Water Association, the area where the trail is has a history of vandalism. Many people have spray-painted concrete structures and rock formations along the trail. Last summer was a summer of heavy enforcement.
We really want to project to the citizens that use it to please self-police this system.
The opening of the Highland Trail is a major step in linking trails to each other and creating connections throughout Cache Valley. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.